Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi, Meseches Krisis Daf Tesayin. We begin at the Mishnah, which is around 15 lines off the top of the Yomid. Another question posed by Rabbi Akiva. Says the Hilge Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Akiva. I asked the following question of Rabbi Eliezer, and this pertains to doing forbidden works on Shabbos. Shalti is Rabbi Eliezer. Ba'isa malacha is harbi. A fellow is involved in many forms of malacha. So there were 39 primary malachas, followed by many teiladis, derivatives, which each malacha has its own, branch out. So he did many malachas. But we're not speaking about the primary malachas. Malacha is harbi, b'shabbos is harbi, me'ein malacha achas. Explains Rashi, Teilada is harbi, shalav echad. So, suppose an av has many derivatives. And he did many of those throughout many Shabbos. But they're all covered under the same av. They're the same family. Malach is harbi, Shabbos is harbi, but they weren't really avos. They were me'ei malacha achas. All these various forms of malacha were really children of the same av. Me'ei malacha achas. Next point, behelim achas, and all under the same umbrella of unawareness. He didn't realize that he was doing an isra, and repeated throughout many Shabbos. How many karbanis is he accountable for? Mau. Chayav achas al kulam. Is it one for all these malachis? Or chayav al kol achas v'achas? Or maybe each act triggers its own chatas. Rashi points out that we have to sort of clarify what he had. What was the main point of this question? There's one factor, there are separate Shabbosos, that in itself triggers a question mark. Shall we say separate Shabbosos trigger separate liabilities? Or do we say, no, well, it's all covered under the same Chatos? And then there's another aspect here as well, that he did the Teilados of the same Av. Do we treat them separately? Or do we say all the family? And one Chatos covers it all? So what was his primary objective? What was his main question? We'll see in the Gemara. Bottom line, his question was, is it one chatas per all, or one chatas per mas? Chayav achas al kulon, or chayav al kachas v'achas. Omar Leisi says to him, separate liabilities. Chayav kachas v'achas, mikal v'chayim, based on kal v'chayim. Oman nida, she'im bo teso is harbi. If a fellow gets involved with a woman who's a nida, and really the nida activity is not so all-encompassing, there aren't so many varieties of forbidden activities similar to the Shabbos, where we have so many different types, but nida we don't have that. Uman nida she'ema toitoyos harbe. Rashi says toitoyos means in yonim harbe. There aren't many applications, in contrast to Shabbos, which has Chayreish and Kaitzer and Teilodis, Vichata is Harbi. Again, there aren't many options for Chatas. It's just one type of Isser. Nevertheless, despite its limited scope, Chayav al Kolachas v'Achas, in a situation where he repeats, interacts with her, and again, the Gemara later will say, for instance, if she was Teivel, then she became a Nida again, interacted with her again, and this repeated itself many times, he's Chayav one Chatas per. Despite the fact that in general the whole Nida situation is a very limited scope type of Isser, certainly Shabbos, which covers more territory, many more variations and applications. 39 Malachis with many Teilodis, Shabbos, Yesh B'Teilodis, Harbi, Mises Harbi, there's option for many different activities of Isser, which generate Misa for all different types of reasons. Ein Adin certainly wouldn't it lend to reason that we should separate and increase the liabilities. In addition, sheichayv should be chayv separately al kolachas v'achas. Amar tiloy, I said to him, look, comparing it to the nida, there's room to think that our nida is more severe in this respect. Amar tiloy, amar to benida. So although, yeah, by the nida, each activity is treated separately. Sheish b'shteyas horos. The fact is, there are two people involved. He's warned against, and she's warned against. It's not just his personal activity, like by Shabbos. It's just what you're doing. There's no other party involved. So you can easier say that it's all sort of covered under the same umbrella, but here, it's not just the man, it's the woman as well. Shehu mozer ala nida. He is not meant to interact with her, and she's not meant to interact with him. Banida mozer is a love. Rashi brings a pasuk, v'nichas r'shneyem, they're both equally liable. So perhaps there's no more room for separating the acts. One doesn't relate to the other. So maybe you did this and that, but she was also involved. So each activity has its own standing, its own identity. V'nidim z'eras alov, t'ayim b'shabbat, as opposed to Shabbat, shein bo'elo, azharas hachas, it's just one. Azhara. He shouldn't be doing the malachis. There's no party on the other side. So there's less room for distinction and separation. Omar Lisi says, okay, habalak tanish echich, but I could undo that argument. We're looking at a fellow who's involved with a ketan, underage woman, who's a nida, where on her side there's no liability. Shein bo elazar hachas. In that case, only he's warned. And still, it doesn't change. V'chayev al kol achas v'achas. Is chayev one per activity. Omar Tilei, I told him, well, true, the underage woman is not liable right now, but eventually when she grows adult, she will be liable, so it's still different. She's potentially liable, she's connected to the concept of liability. Omar Tilei, Omar Tilei, although that's true by the Iktanis, Sha'afa B'she'en B'en Achshav, although she doesn't have Chiyuv now, in her current situation, but yesh b'hen lachar zman, after a while, when she grows up, she will have her own personal liability. Remember, Shabbos is supposed to Shabbos. Shein b'achshav, b'hen lachar zman. There's nobody else involved. There's no other party, not now and not later on. The Shabbos is not a liable party. It's just the person doing the malacha. So perhaps that allows for more, you know, grouping and packaging it together. It's just him and what he did throughout all these weeks, etc. Amar Lisi, he responded, okay, granted, I can't prove from the nida whether Gdela, because there's another party involved, which makes, you know, for separating between the acts, and Aktana as well, she has potential for later. Habal Behemot Ichiach, I can prove from the Behemot, person that's involved with the Behemot. The behemoth is totally exempt, whether now or in the future. And a fellow is fully liable for each experience separately. So according to one pshat Rashi brings, he says, you're right. I'll have the same question by the behemoth as I had by Shabbos. I'm not sure. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva poses a question to Rabbi Eliezer. He did multiple malachis throughout multiple Shabbosis, me'ein malacha achas, but all those were really in the same family, teladas of the same av. Ma'ikami boile. What was his, you know, what was the main thrust of the question? Because he's really covering two bases at the same time. He'd like to know whether the separate Shabbosis affected the vision. Well, that could have been posed regarding avos malachos. He turned on the light many times throughout the weeks, throughout the Shabbos. So we say, well, each Shabbos is distinct and separate, despite the fact that it was all the same malach, and it was with one hailing, with one element of forgetfulness. Shall we say each Shabbos is distinct and separate, stands alone, and creates its own liability? That's one way to put it. But if so, he could have posed the question regarding avos malachos, primary forms of work. Why do you get involved in teilados? So perhaps his question was mainly on the other point. Multiple teilados, do they trigger their own separate liabilities? Or shall we say that it's all part of the same family, you get a group rate. One covers it all. Well, in that case, he didn't have to get involved in multiple weeks. He didn't have to discuss many Shabbos. That same question could have been posed within the same Shabbos itself. Imagine, within one Shabbos, he commits many Teilades. Are they separate or are they together? So why did he sort of combine, mix both elements into his equation, into his question? He did Melachos throughout many Shabbos, and they were Teilades of the same Av. What was the main point of the question? His main question was whether each Shabbos is like a separate guf, a world on its own. And so, the melacha that he did last Shabbos is distinct and separate from the melacha of this Shabbos. And despite the fact that it's the same melacha, and despite the fact that it's the same helem, each one deserves his own chatas. Was that his question? Fair question, but then he should have just asked. Very simply, if a person does a malacha this Shabbos and the same malacha next week, so on and so forth, is it separate or combined? Why did he have to discuss teiladois, which is a totally different question? Elav lade malachis, rather. Perhaps his question was on a different realm. He wants to know whether teilades are the same malacha are treated separately, or shall we say, since they belong to the same family, there's only one chiv on all. Ela v'lode malachas, ik aves damin, are they treated like avos, like primary malachas, and each one gets its own liability v'loi, or perhaps no, same family, just one. Chatos, Bayimine, if that was his question, he should have just focused on that. The Bayimine, he should have asked him, Oy, some malach is harbid, me malach achas, b'shabas, achas, is the Girsa. He could have just stayed within the same Shabbos. Question, I do many teladas, are the same up within this Shabbos, separate or together. So what was his main question? Was he wondering about whether each Shabbos is a separate goof? In that case, could have discussed avos. Was he wondering whether teilades are treated together or separate? Then he could have discussed the same Shabbos. Amar Rav, Amri Beirav. In the yeshiva, they explain like this. You're right. He had both things in mind, and that's why he included them both in his question. Tarti Boimine. He asked them both questions. Are the Shabbos separate? Are the teilades separate? Shabbos is kiguf and damyon viloi. The Shabbos, each one considered distinct and separate gufin, viloy, or maybe not. But I mean, that was the first question. Suppose he did an av malach repeatedly, week after week after week. Bishgaga, shall we say? Well, it's the same malach being repeated. One chatas. No, each week is separate and distinct. The malach connects to the day, to this specific Shabbos. I guess chatas for this Shabbos. Separate and distinct from the melacha of next week. So that was the first question, Boimini. And he also asked him regarding velodos, regarding teilados. How independent are they from the avos? Do they deserve their own chatas, or are they covered under the same umbrella? Velode melachos, ki melachos damin eloi, Boimini. He also asked him regarding the velode melachos. He executed several teilados of the same family, shall we say, will each one get its own chatas, or no? It's covered under the same umbrella, and there's only one chatas. So in fact, he had both questions in mind, and that's why he wrapped it together in his question. And the answer was, of course, everything's separate and distinct. The Shabbos are separate, the Teilades are separate. Now, regarding the first question, whether the Shabbos are separate, so there was a shagaga, an unawareness. In what respect? What was he not realizing? That it was Shabbos? Well, he knew it was Shabbos, but not realizing that it's a malach. And it makes a big difference. The first question, whether Shabbos is separate from the next Shabbos. What was this question exactly? So, in a case where he knew that this malacha would be asur on Shabbos, he didn't realize that today was Shabbos. Come the next week, again, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. In this case, Pshitele was it clear to him that, of course, you can't bundle them up. Why? Because the weekdays that passed in between the Shabbos certainly gave him an element of awareness, even subconsciously. Well, today's not Shabbos, that must have been Shabbos. It must have jogged his memory deep down He must have come to some sort of level of realization that he had experienced Shabbos. The Yom Shabbat times, the days in between the two Shabbos, is having Yediyah L'Chalak. They affect some element of Yediyah of awareness, which affect now a separation. It's no longer one continuous unawareness. So although it seems to us that he never came to a realization that he's experiencing Shabbos, but there must have been some element of realization. And that's why last week's Shagoga is separate from this week's Shagoga. That's the halacha, right? It's not one helam anymore. Because he realized in between, oh, I did experience Shabbos. Then he forgot again about Shabbos. He experienced it again, not realizing that. Next week again, he comes through. So of course, although he repeated the same halacha over and over, week after week, with halama, but there was the idea in between, they were separated. That wasn't his question, perhaps. Rather, his question was, in the reverse case, Vezodah in Shabbos. He knew that it was Shabbos, week after week. Vishigas malachis, but unaware that these are malachis forbidden on Shabbos. Who did Boivin? That was his question. That was the question that he posed. And what are the factors here? Shall we say it's all one and the same malacha being repeated week after week with unawareness that these are forbidden malachis on chatas, or maybe not? Iki gufin damyon. Shall we say that, you know, the malacha relates to the day? Each day is separate and distinct. The malacha of this week is this Shabbos' malacha. Likewise, the next Shabbos. It identifies with the day that it's being executed on. And therefore, each one is separate and distinct and deserves its own chatas. Or maybe not. The fact is, we focus on the malacha. The malacha was done by Shkaga, and he repeated it over and over, week after week, not realizing that he even did anything wrong. So it's one chatas. So that's one way to understand the question. Okay, quickly, Chazar. So if the Shkaga relates to the awareness about Shabbos, unaware about Shabbos over and over and over, week after week, perhaps in that sense it was clear to him that there was some idea in between the Shabbos, so he must have come to some realization. The Yomim are Mechalik. That wasn't his question. The question was, when he knows that it's full and well that it's Shabbos, just doesn't realize that it's a Malach, he does them week after week. Shall we say, so one and the same continuous experience covered under the same shkaga, one chatas. Oh, no! Malach done this week is separate from Malach of next week, because each Shabbos is a separate goof. Oy Dilma. Well, that's one way. On the other hand, you can say, no. Maybe he wasn't clear about that first question about the Yom Shabbat in time. Oy Dilma Zodah in Shabbos v'shigas Malachis p'shitalei the goof in Damian. In the second instance, where he knows that Shabbos just doesn't realize it's a malacha and does it week after week, it would be clear to him, to Rabbi Akiva, that each Shabbos is a separate goof, a separate world, and gets a liability of its own. Goof and dam. That wasn't his question. His question was the other scenario. His question was when he's unaware that he's experiencing Shabbos week after week, although he knows he's a malacha, it's asur on Shabbos, but he doesn't realize that it's Shabbos, and this goes on week after week. What do we do? Shall we say the Yomim Shabbat in time, the days in between the Shabbos, is are they considered inevitable triggers of awareness which separate the liabilities? Do we say it's one continuous Shigaga, week after week? It's only one Chatas. So at this point, again, we have two questions on hand that Rabbi Akiva poses to Eliezer, to which he responded separate Chiyuv. One was regarding what's the relationship between the Avos and Tolados. For instance, if it does multiple Tolados of the same Av, Chiyuv per or one Chiyuv per all? And the next question was, a Malacha done over and over, week after week, throughout many Shabbos, do we separate them? Do we tie them together? Now, we weren't sure. It was his question regarding the Yomim Shabbat time. So the Shkaga was on the fact that it was Shabbat. He didn't realize it was Shabbos, week after week. Shall we say that the days in between the Shabbos trigger some awareness, which separates the Shabbos? So perhaps that was clear to him. that it does. And the question was relating to a case where the shgaga was on the malacha. He knew that it was Shabbat, the shgaga was on the malacha, and does it repeatedly week after week. And the question there would be that maybe each Shabbos, like a goof on its own, and triggers its own chil. That's one way to look at it. Or shall we say the other way around? It was clear to him that each Shabbos is a separate goof. Question was, in the case we forgot that it was Shabbos, week after week continuously, shall we say the yamim am machalik and separate the liabilities? Amar Rava, I'll tell you what he had in mind. This davar makes sense. We turn to Amar Beis. Shiga Shabbos. So let's perhaps give it numbers just for clarity. We have a question of Yom Mechalkin. The days in between the Shabbos, do they separate or not? So again, we're talking about Shiga Shabbos. He didn't realize that it was Shabbos week after week. Shall we say the days in between the Shabbos separate them or not? That would be considered scenario number one. Equation number one. Then we have a case where it relates to Gufin Mechalkin. So he knows that it's Shabbos week after week, but not realizing that these are malachas and does them week after week. Shall we say, well, each Shabbos is its own experience. Gufin amachalkin. We have a third question regarding the status of a tolda vis-a-vis the av, or vis-a-vis the fellow tolda. Shall we treat a tolda like an av? Each one gets its own chiv, or shall we say group rate for all in the family? Okay, so again, the question of yam machalkin, we'll call it number one. Gufin machalkin, we'll call it number two. And the question of the Tolda is question number three. It says Rava Mestabram that the first question was clear to him, but the answer is yes. Yomim HaMechalek. Mestabar Shigas Shabbos as the Malachis Pachita led Yom Shem and Time Abedin L'Chalek. Right? So if you're not realizing that it's Shabbos week after week, Pachita led, it was clear to him the Yom Shem and Time, the days between the Shabbos is having Yediyah L'Chalek, the constant Yediyah and the Mechalek. That wasn't his question. So number one is a check. Rather, it was on number two and number three that he was asking. He knows that Shabbos, not realizing that it's a malach, does it week after week. That was his question. Terrible answer. Do we treat each Shabbos separate or not? To which Rebbe Elazar responds, they're separate. In your case, each Shabbos is separate. He didn't accept the answer. And regarding the second question, the Tolda, you know, vis-a-vis the Upashali, also responded on that. The Vlad Imlochas Kamochas Dam, the Vlad is the same status as the Av, and each act, each gets its own Chatas. And again, like Kabbal Mina, he didn't accept it. Omar Rabba, Mina Minila, how do I know this is the correct approach? This not, we have a Mishnah, Mesechas Shabbos, Klal Godl Omar Bishabbos. The following rule was established regarding Shkogah on Shabbos. There were basically three types of Shkogah. Called a Shechech Iker Shabbos. A fellow totally is unmindful about the concept of Shabbos. More than just whether today is Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos. His Shkogah is at the root of Shabbos observance. So if he forgets conceptually about Shabbos. So there's only one shchatas for anything that he'll subsequently do as a result of that root cause. Shabbos is harbi, committed many melachas throughout many weeks, and he gets only one chatas. Because his shkaga is centered on the concept of Shabbos. Next, Hideiko Shabbos. He's mindful about the concept, but he's not realizing that today is Shabbos. Committed many melachos throughout many weeks. How many is he chayev? Again, what's the focal point of the shkaga? It's the Shabbos that he forgot. So each week is a separate shkaga, right? Chayev kol Shabbos or Shabbos. Chayev one chatas per Shabbos, despite the many melachos he did within the Shabbos. Because again, we focus on the root cause of the shkaga, which is not realizing today is Shabbos. So that's one chatas that covers all today's activities. And next week as well. One chatas for next week, and so on. Third case, Hideyah Shu Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos, full and well. That's not the root of his, but he's not realizing that this is a malacha. Not realizing that this is a malacha. So then, the shkaga relates to particular malachas, and each malacha gets its own chatas. Hideshu Shabbos, Vosam Melachas Harbi. Where Shabbos is Harbi? He did many Melachas throughout many weeks, not realizing that these are Melachas. Chayiv Al Kol Av Melacha Melacha. So this is really the topic of our discussion. He's not realizing that these are Melachas, and he does it throughout many weeks. Shall we say? It's just one chatas per malacha, even though it was repeated throughout the many weeks, because the focal point is on the yishkog on the malacha. Or shall we say no? Gufin mechalakan, each Shabbos is separate and distinct. Should be chayev for this week's malacha and next week's malacha. Doesn't say that. V'ilu chayev al kol av malacha shel kol Shabbos v'Shabbos leitani. Doesn't say it's chayev one chatas per av malacha per Shabbos. Just one av malacha, one per av malacha throughout many Shabbos. So we don't treat each Shabbos like a separate entity in this regard. So who's speaking? Who's the author of this Mishnah? Mani. Ha, Elam Rabbi Eliezer, is Rabbi Eliezer speaking? You can't say that. Emos Seifa. Look at the next part of the Mishnah. Oysim lochis habim en melacha achas, echayim alachas. He did many derivatives of the same malacha. It's only one chatas. That can't be like Rabbi Eliezer, who separates the Telodis, right? Gives each one a separate chiv. If you're Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to him, chayiv akol vladim malachas kemalachas kemalachas. He'd be chayiv for each vlad, just like the primary malacha. Elapshita Rabbi Kiva, he must be Rabbi Kiva speaking. Oh, so once we have that confirmed, ushma mino shigya Shabbos, vizadim malachas, pshita le, diyomim shimintayim havindei lachalik. So now, we have resolution on those two cases we discussed before. So we had 1, 2, and 3, right? One was a question whether the days are mechalik. So if he forgot that it's even Shabbos, we give the week. The days, are they mechalik or not? We have clarity on that from this Mishnah, because this Mishnah clearly says that he forgot that it's Shabbos. He's chayev. Per Shabbos, right? So we see that the days in between the Shabboses affect the separation, right? We have three cases in the Mishnah, Klal Gadol, right? We had the case that you forgot the concept. Okay, let's not talk about that right now. Let's move on to the next case. He forgot that today was Shabbos, and that happened week after week. What does the Mishnah say? He's chayv one chatas per Shabbos. Why? Why do we separate the Shabbos? Because the days in between trigger an awareness. Okay, so in our case, we call it number one, Yomim HaMachalkim. Ushma, now let's conclude from here. Shiga Shabbos, Vazadim Malachis. When the Shkaga was on the Shabbos, week after week, he knew that it was a Malachis, but he didn't realize it was Shabbos week after week. Pshitele, it's clear to him, it was clear to Rabbi Kiva, the Yomim Shventayim, Avin Dilachalik. The Yom HaMachalik, hence one chatas per Shabbos. So that was clear to him, just like I had explained before, says Rabba. Rukiv had no question on that. Rather, the question was on case two, v'zadin Shabbos v'shigas malachas in the bayis. The question was, let's say he knew that it was Shabbos, they didn't realize that these are malachas, and did these malachas week after week with the boy. That was the question that he asked. Ikiguf and Damian, whether we say, well, it's one shkog on the malacha, it's one chatas for all the weeks. So we say, no, each Shabbos is a separate guf. It's what we call case number two, right? Upa shatle, dike guf and damya. And he responded to him that each Shabbos is separate and distinct. Which is not in line with the Mishnah of Klal Gadol that we just mentioned, because Rabbi Kiva ultimately did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's position, as we see in the Mishnah. He challenged him, right? And regarding the third question as well, what we called number three, Vladim Malachas Kamalachas Dami. What about the Vladis? Do we treat them like the Malachas themselves? Do we give each Vlad its own separate, distinct identity? And he said, yeah. Vladim Malachas Kamalachas Dami. And in this Mishnah of Klal Gadol of Shabbos, we see he didn't accept it. Right? The Mishnah clearly says many melachas in the same family are covered in the same chatas. So both these, he did not accept, he did not concede to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so that's Rabbah's Raya, that in fact Rabbi Akiva had posed questions on cases 2 and 3, which Rabbi Elazar says are separate, and Rabbi Akiva did not accept it. And Rabbi Akiva's position, in fact, is expressed in this Mishnah on Klal Gadol and Shabbos that we just quoted. Okay, just for a quick recap. There are three questions on hand. Yom Mechalkin, Gufin Mechalkin, and the status of a Talada. Yom Mechalkin, which we called number one, would be Shkaga relating to the Shabbos. Not relating that it's Shabbos, week after week. Days in between, are they Mechalik or not? Do we assume that he came to some sort of level of awareness? In which case, last week's forgetfulness is behind us, and now starts a new forgetfulness, the coming Shabbos. Therefore, they're separate and distinct, separate Chatois. According to Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva was clear on that. Of course, Yom Mechalkin. The question that he posed to Rabbi Elazar was regarding cases 2 and 3. Case 2 is, he knows that it's Shabbos, not realizing that these are melachas, and he does them week after week. Shall we say, well, it's one Shkaga, covers all the weeks? So we say, no, each Shabbos is still separate and distinct. The Shabbos, the melacha identifies with the day that it's done on, that it's happening on. So each Shabbos is its own realm. And we see clearly from the Mishnah and Shabbos, the answer is no. Why? Because the Mishnah and Shabbos, we have three cases, not aligned with the three that we're talking. First case was he forgot about the concept of Shabbos. In that case, one chatas covers everything, because that's the root cause of all his malachis throughout all the weeks. That's not really part of our discussion today in Maseches Krisos. The next case in the Mishnah and Shabbos was he knows about the concept, but forgot that today was Shabbos and did many malachis. And same thing next week. Mishnah says each Shabbos gets its own chatas. Perfect, that's Yom Mechalkin, which Rukiv agrees to. We have the next case. Well, he knows it's Shabbos, but he's not realizing that these are malachis and doesn't repeatedly throughout the weeks. Mishnah says it's not the Shabbos that split the chatas, it's the malachis that split the chatas. You bring a chatas per malacha, irrespective of how many Shabbos they were done on. So we don't say goof in Mechalkin. And likewise, Mishnah says that a Teilada doesn't have the same status as an Av. It's in the family, it's covered under the same Chatas. So that's case number three that we spoke about. And of both these, Mishnah says differently than Rabbi Eliezer. Apparently Rabbi Akiva was not Makabel Rabbi Eliezer's position on those two cases. Okay, so according to Rabbi's approach, regarding the first question, Yom Mechalkin, Rabbi Akiva was clear that it's Mechalik. You didn't have to ask that. Regarding Guf and Mechalkin, and regarding the question of Av and Tolda, he wasn't sure, he asked. Rabbi Elazar responded that they're separate and distinct, and he did not accept that position. Amali Abaye, no, says Abaye. Lo'ilu Memelach, I can certainly argue differently. I can say it differently. Zodain Shabbos, Vishigas Melachis. So, in a case where he knew it was Shabbos, but didn't realize these are Melachis, and did them repeatedly, this is what we called case number two. That was a question of Guf and Mechalkin. Do we treat each Shabbos separately? Pshite leider Rav Akiva, the Shabbos is laki Guf and Damim. Rav Akiva was clear that the answer is no. Rather, he gets one chatas for all the malachas throughout the weeks. Meaning, if he does the same malachas throughout all the weeks, it's just one chatas, despite the fact that they occur throughout different Shabbos. You don't say each Shabbos is his own distinct environment. So case number two was a clear no. Rather, the questions that he posed to Rabbi Elazar were regarding case number one and case number three. V'shigas Shabbos was other malachim shadabai minei. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. That was a shkaga, and that happened week after week. That was his question. Shall we say the yom shabbat in time, the days in between the Shabbos, mihav and yediyah and the chalak, are they considered like a yediyah to split the weeks? Eloi or not? Upashalei, the yom shabbat in time, are a separating element. Hav and yediyah and the chalak. Mikol minei, and he accepted it, as reflected in that Mishnah we quoted in Shabbos. That if the Shkaga relates to the Shabbos week after week, We say ultimately there was a yediyah between the Shabbosos, you have to split. Regarding the next question of the status of a Toldah, Pashat Lehi responded, Vladim Lachis, derivatives, Kim Lachis Damina, the same status as the primaries. And that he did not accept it, like Kabbalah, as we see again in the Mishnah Shabbos. So according to Abaye, the puzzle pieces move around a bit. Again, we had three variations. Yom Mechalkin, Gufin Mechalkin, the question of a Teilada. Says Abaye, Gufin Mechalkin, which we call number two, is certainly an X in Rabbi Akiva's mind. His question was posed regarding case one and case three. Rabbi Eliezer says they split them, and he didn't accept it. Rabbi Chiz has a third approach. Rabbi Amar. He says the case of Gufin, what we call case number two, is certainly a straightforward yes. Chiz the Amar, Zodin Shabbos, Shigas Malachis. He knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize these are Malachis, and he did them over and over and over throughout the weeks. Each Shabbos is separate and distinct, a separate experience. I feel Rabbi Akiva is really the Gufin Damya. The Rekiv himself was clear that the Malacha on this Shabbos is a totally separate experience from the Malacha next week. Separate and distinct. That wasn't his question. Rather, his question was on number one, number three. V'chi Boimine, his question was to him about Shiga Shabbos on the Malachis. Who do I mean? He didn't realize it was Shabbos week after week. His question was whether the Yom Shabbat time, the days in between, trigger some sort of awareness. You have an idea of how to split the 2 weeks. So Pashlini answered him, yes, Yom Shabbat time are a reason to separate, having deal with Chalik, but Kavanah accepted it, as reflected in that Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. Regarding the third question, the Pashat Lein responded to him that Vladim Lachis, Atelodis, have same status as the primaries, Kum Lachis Damin, and that he didn't accept the Kavanah, as is expressed in the Mishnah Shabbos. Okay, let's take a pause, leave the rest for tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem, just recap. Today's discussion. Akiva posed a double question to Rabbi Eliezer. He wants to know whether a person who did lachis, teilades, throughout many weeks, under the same hailing, same element of unawareness, is it one chatas for all or separate liabilities per? Gemara explained, he really bound together two separate questions. What's the status of a Teilada vis-a-vis the Av? Shall we say, well, Teilada and the Av are the same family, it's covered under the same carbon? Do we say, no? Av is one thing, Teilada is something else. In fact, you can do many derivations of the same Av and still have separate liabilities. We don't say group rate for all. Now, the way we package it, you have basically three variations here. One is the question of Yomim Mechalkin. One is the question of Gufim Mechalkin. One is the question of Av vis-a-vis Tilt. So in a case where the Shkogah relates to the Shabbos, not realizing that it's Shabbos week after week, that poses the question of Yomim Mechalkin. Shall we say the days in between, the weekdays, affect some sort of awareness and make for a separation between last Shabbos and this Shabbos? We have a question of Gufin Mechalkin. We called it number two, Gufin Mechalkin. The Shkaga didn't relate to the Shabbos, related to the Malachites, which he did repeatedly week after week. Shall we say, well, this week's Malacha relates to this Shabbos. Totally different experience than next week's Malacha. And then the question was regarding the Av and the Tod. We have Rabba, Abayin Rav Chisda, according to Rabba. Regarding number one, Yom Mechalkin, the answer was unequivocal yes. He didn't even have to ask a question. He knew the answer was yes. The question was on Gufin Mechalkin, number two, and number three, Av and Teilada, to which he answered, yeah, they're separate, and Rabbi Akiva did not accept it. In fact, his opinion is expressed in the Mishnah Shabbos. Only Yom Mechalkin, not the Gufin, and not the Teiladas. According to Abaye, it's a bit different. Gufin Mechalkin, which we call number two, it was clear to him that the answer is no. His question was regarding number one, number three, Yom Mechalkin, and Av and Teilada. Regarding Yom Mechalkin, he answered that it's separate, and he accepted it. Regarding Av and Teilada, he answered that it's separate, and he did not accept it. And again, that's reflected in the Mishnah Shabbos. Kotev Chizda, regarding number two, Gufin Mechalkin, it was clear to him that it is a separating element. And in fact, as Rashi explains, he's learning that in the Mishnah Shabbos, where it says Yechayiv for separate Malachis, he means separate Malachis, but also separate Shabbosis. He's Chayiv for separate Chatas per Malacha per Shabbos. Because the Shabbos are separate and distinct. That wasn't a question to even discuss. Rather, his question was regarding number one, number three, whether Yamim and Machalik, whether the Yamim and the Toldah are considered separate and distinct. Rabbi Elazar's answer to both was yes, they're separate. And Rabbi Akiva's position was regarding the first question, Yamim and Machalik, and yes, I agree, they're separate, but regarding the Toldah, no. Toldah and the Av, or the other Toldahs under the same Av, are one in the same family, covered by a group raid, one chatas per all. Okay, pick it up, Beit Hashem, tomorrow. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.